Main real estate headlines. VGSI's main online database lets you pull municipal property records by town. Vision Government Solutions hosts a centralized portal where users can click on their specific main municipality to access local property information. Real estate professionals across ME can quickly verify assessments, ownership history, and tax details at the municipal level without navigating multiple separate systems. Bookmark. .vgsi.com/main-database and select your client's municipality before listing or valuation work. Main real estate headlines, building permit basics for ME land, paperwork, soil tests, and FAQs. This resource outlines the paperwork needed for building on main land, including how to obtain building permits and complete required soil tests for vacant lots or property acreage. ME real estate professionals need this knowledge to guide clients through due diligence on land transactions and set realistic timelines for build-ready properties. Bookmark this FAQ to share with buyers evaluating undeveloped land in your market. Main real estate headlines. Main commission fee shift draws muted reaction from local agents. A change in how real estate commission fees are calculated has so far had little impact in Maine, according to most agents. Maine real estate professionals can monitor whether this national commission structure change eventually affects local transaction dynamics or client expectations. Read the full report at themainemonitor.org/realestate-commission-changes. Maine real estate headlines. Ellsworth construction and land development permits. What ME agents should know. The City of Ellsworth issues construction permits, land development permits, and permits for structures near water. Real estate professionals in ME need to understand Ellsworth's permitting requirements to guide clients through transactions involving new construction, development, or waterfront properties. Review permit types and requirements at www.ellsworthmaine.gov/services/permits before listing or closing deals in Ellsworth. Maine real estate headlines. Maine commission shifts, NAR settlement drops rates to 3%. The real estate commission in Maine has dropped to 3% following the NAR settlement, with sellers no longer obligated to cover the buyer's agent fee, which is now negotiable. Maine real estate professionals must adapt their business models and client conversations as commission structures and buyer agent compensation practices fundamentally change. Review the full breakdown of Maine's new commission landscape at s.who.com/blog/realestate-maine. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most ME jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter? And what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies: title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in 1/3 the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.